Consent will come to order. Would all members indicate their presence by voting? Would the secretary take the roll?
The roll shows 17 members present. Senator Tillian is excused from the call of Senate.
See, our chaplain this morning is the Reverend Father, Reverend Alfred Wakefield, Presbyterian minister.
May we bow our heads in prayer. It is good to say thank you, God, just for today. We lift our thoughts this morning to thee, as we are mindful of your kindness to us and your faithfulness in all things. As we have received of your bountiful provisions over the weekend, may we now be so used and guided in our ability to share with others your concern, your understanding and love as we begin a new week and undertake our responsibilities as leaders in your state of Alaska. Fill our hearts and minds with a spirit that is overflowing with understanding and compassion in all things that we undertake to do this day. We ask this all in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
Introduction of guests. Senator Curtula.
President, in the gallery.
Excuse me. I'm sorry. I'm out of order, sir. Certify the previous day's journal.
I wish to certify as to the correctness of the journals for the 68th, 69th, and 70th legislative days.
Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the journals for the 68th, 69th, and 70th day be approved and certified.
Is there any objection? Hearing none, so ordered. Now, sir, Senator.
Gallery today, sitting next to Mrs. Holden, the young active resident, Mr. Pryor.
Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, in the gallery behind me, we have a lady that comes and visits occasionally, and most generally after her visits, at least one of the committees functions a little better. It's my privilege to introduce Mrs. Lou Brand.
Senator Curtula.
Mr. President, it's been brought to my attention that a round has been purchased at Sweeney's Bar in honor of the birthday of Senator Pete Neely.
Mr. President, in the gallery behind me is a friend of mine, C.J. from Anchorage, Linda Road.
Any further introduction of guests? Messages from the governor.
There are no messages from the governor this morning.
Messages from the other house.
Message of March 18, the house has passed Senate Concurrent Resolution number 34, honoring the memory of Frank M. Dugan. This has been sent to enrolling. Messages of March 18 and 21, the house has passed the following and transmitted for consideration. House Bill number 55 by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor, an act relating to reports of corporations.
Commerce and Judiciary.
Committee substitute for House Bill number 234 amended by the Finance Committee, an act making special appropriations for the work of the Steering Council for D2 lands and providing for an effective date.
Excuse me, yes. Senate will stand at ease. Messages from. I didn't have this on my list. We're from messages from the other house.
Committee substitute for House Bill 234 amended by the Finance Committee, an act making special appropriations for the work of the Steering Council for D2 lands and providing for an effective date.
State Affairs, Resources, and Finance.
There are no other messages from the House.
Communications.
There are no communications.
Standing Committee reports.
The Commerce Committee has had Senate Bill number 55, creating the Wood Tikchik State Park, under consideration and reports it back as follows. Senator Bradley, Chairman, and Senator Sumner and Poland signed no recommendation. Senator Hackney signed do pass. There is a further referral to Resources. The Resources Committee has had committee substitute for House Joint Resolution number 29, federal oil spill liability legislation, under consideration. And the committee recommends that it do pass. The report was signed by Senator Poland, Chairman, and concurred in by Senators Butrovich, Coletta, Huber, Mieland, and Tillian. There is no further referral of 29.
Rules.
The Rules Committee has had Senate Bill number 131, Workman's Compensation, under consideration, and recommends that it be placed on the calendar. The report was signed by Senator Ziegler, Chairman, and concurred in by Senators Homan and Tillian. This bill will appear on tomorrow's calendar. There are no other standing committee reports.
Special committee reports.
There are no special committee reports.
Introduction of Senate resolutions.
Senate Resolution number 6 by Senator Poland, commending the accomplishments of the Bob Reeve High School Eaglets from ADEC.
Rules.
There are no other resolutions.
Introduction of Senate bills.
Senate Bill number 269 by Senator Huber, an act relating to eligibility for veterans loans. I'm sorry, I should read 267 first. Senate Bill number 267 by Senator Bradley, an act relating to proper maintenance of real estate transaction records and funds.
Commerce and Judiciary.
Senate Bill number 268 by Senator Ferguson, an act relating to the legal rate of interest.
Commerce and Judiciary.
Senate Bill number 269 by Senator Huber, an act relating to eligibility for veterans loans.
Commerce and State Affairs.
Senate Bill number 270 by Senator Poland, an act making a special appropriation to the Department of Transportation and Public Facilities to extend the Marine Highway System and providing for an effective date.
State Affairs and Finance.
There are no other bills this morning.
Consideration. Senator Huber. Senator, stand at ease.
The first item on the calendar is Senate Joint Resolution number 11 by Senator Curtula relating to the Solomon Gulch Hydroelectric Project. The Resources Committee had this resolution under consideration, and a majority of the committee recommends that it do pass. The report was signed by Senator Poland, Chairman, and concurred in by Senators Huber, Butrovich, and Mieland. Senators Tillian and Croft sign no recommendation. The State Affairs Committee had this resolution under consideration and reports it back as follows. Senator Curtula, co-chairman, signed do pass. Senators Ray, Huber, Willis, and Bradley signed no recommendation. There are no amendments.
Senator Coletta?
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the rules be suspended and SJR 11 be considered a gross disaster, third reading, place of final passage.
Is there any objection? Hearing none, so ordered.
Senate Joint Resolution Number 11, relating to the Solomon Gulch Hydroelectric Project.
Senator Petula?
Same legislation that passed this bill 2 years, or passed this body 2 years ago, Mr. President. Small hydro project, very badly needed at the far end of the long delivery system.
Any further discussion or debate on the bill? The question is, shall Senate Joint Resolution Number 11 pass the Senate? Senators will proceed to vote. Have all senators voted? Does any senator wish to change his vote? Secretary will take the roll.
The roll shows 17 yeas, no nays, one excused, and two absent.
And so Senate Joint Resolution Number 11 has passed the Senate.
Senate Joint Resolution Number 18 by Senator Curtula relating to the youth airfare from Anchorage, Alaska to Europe. The Rules Committee had this resolution under consideration and recommends that it do pass. The report was signed by Senator Ziegler, Chairman, and concurred in by Senators Tillian and Holman. There are no amendments.
Any objection? Hearing none, it's ordered.
Senate Joint Resolution Number 18 relating to the youth airfare from Anchorage, Alaska to Europe.
Is there any discussion? Senator
President, if you get on in Seattle presently, it's cheaper than if you get on in Anchorage, Alaska. That's the crux of it. I've got back up from Senator Stevens and the head of the CAA or FAA makes a determination of why we should hear it. $200-some difference between the person.
Any further discussion on the resolution?
Question.
The question is, shall Senate Joint Resolution Number 18 pass the Senate? Senators will proceed to vote. Have all senators voted? Any senator wish to change his vote? Would the Secretary take the roll?
The roll shows 17 yeas, no nays, one excused and two absent.
Senate Joint Resolution Number 18 has passed the Senate. This concludes our daily calendar. Any unfinished business? Special orders. Announcements. I'd like to announce that immediately upon adjournment, there'll be a meeting of all chairmen, and in the absence of the chairman, the vice chairman, I hope will be able to attend the meeting of the committee in Senator Bradley's office right at the end of the hall. We need to discuss the governor's priority list and situation with the House plus our own priorities. Any other announcements? Senator Poland.
Mr. President, as you know, the Senate and House Joint Resources Committee are starting their week on oil and gas hearings. This morning we heard Mr. Dick Kilgore of Walter J. Levy and Associates. And Mr. Kilgore will be returning to us at 11 o'clock. We'll go back into session at that time. And at 1:30, we have Professor Dinkman and Professor Ainsworth. And the bills that are being discussed today are the three various forms of net income tax for oil and gas properties.
Any further announcements? Senator Hackney?
Mr. President, at 3 o'clock this afternoon, the Senate Health Education and Social Services Committee will meet jointly with the House Judiciary Committee. We'll have Senate Bill 206. They'll have the matching bill on the House side, and I'm not sure what the number of it is. Senate Bill 206 is a review of the Children's Code.
Governor's Conference, all right. Any further announcement of committee meetings? Senator Coletta?
Mr. President, I move that you have this consent to the Senate standing adjournment at 10 a.m. tomorrow morning.
Is there any objection? Hearing none, so ordered.